97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Hello and welcome into another edition of the podcast exclusive of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Thank you so much for downloading this podcast. If you haven't already, make sure you check out this week's radio show's podcast as well. Of course, we put out two podcasts of Second Amendment Radio every week. The radio show drops on Fridays, so you can actually download the podcast of the show before it even airs on 97.1 FM Talk or KMOX. And then this podcast exclusive comes out every Monday. Make sure you're downloading both episodes weekly. And if you know anybody that likes to talk about guns, likes to talk about law enforcement, the military, fishing, camping, hunting, the great outdoors, if you know people that like to have those conversations, please share our podcast and let them know about our show here. My name is Tony Colombo, here with producer Carl Middleman.
Hello.
And my partner, Bo Matthews.
Present.
And sticking around from this week's radio show is our good friend Jesse from Razorback Armory, one of the great sponsors of the show, one of the great gun stores in the area that you need to get out and check out if you haven't had a chance to yet. And Jess, thanks again for sticking around, putting a little overtime in with us.
No problem at all, guys.
So on the show this week, we talked to Harvey Smith. If you, like I said, if you missed this week's show, make sure you download the podcast and hear that story. Harvey Smith, just a few weeks ago, set the Missouri state record for the largest white suckerfish caught in the state. And I don't want to ruin his story. You need to go and listen to it. But it's one of the greatest dad stories of all time. He didn't even want to go fishing that day. Because he's not a sucker fish fisherman. He's a bass fisherman. His kid talks him into going out. His kid is supposed to be the pro, the expert at catching sucker fish. And at the end of the day, at the end of the story, it's the old man that has a record fish in his hands. And the story, there's a lot more to it than just that. So make sure you go and check that out. It's a great story. And we're talking with Jesse about that right before we started recording here. And Jess, you just got back from a great fishing trip as well. Tell us about it a little bit.
Yeah. I just did a one-week birthday trip for my wife down in Arkansas. Went down and right outside of Cotter on the White River, did some trout fishing with a really great guide down there, put us on tons of rainbows and browns. My wife caught a really nice trophy brown. Then we ran down into Hot Springs area and just south of Hot Springs on Lake DeGray, got another really awesome crappie trip in down there. I mean, they were on. I mean, it was constant fishing for constant catching for 4 hours. I was almost tired of, you know, it's good when you're tired of reeling in the boat.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's awesome.
Hey, Jesse, I got to ask you, though. So the fifth annual Big Dogs Poker Bash is coming up, and Chuck Mayer of Realty Executives Premier is on vacation this week. And, of course, I've had to talk to him. I've had to reach out to him. And, you know, it's like he's not even on vacation because he's just on his phone all the time. When you went to Arkansas, did you get to unplug? Because you've had a crazy life for more than a year now with work. Were you able to, like, unplug?
Yeah, pretty well. Some of the areas we were fishing in, there was no cell service. So yeah, you could call me how you want. I wouldn't even know. But now we got to, you know, you got to stay in touch. And, you know, I've got a lot of clients that have my number directly, so they'll call me for stuff. But, you know, it's kind of hard not to unplug when you're sitting out there in that beautiful scenery. You know, I mean, it's way to slow everything down and kind of get back on it. And then we shoot back into this week and, you know, 100 mile an hour again.
And it's, you know, and just, right. You know, it's good. It's, there's nothing wrong with running 100 miles an hour. Yep. God knows I do. I overdo it sometimes, and Bo overdoes. We all do. But it is good for the soul. And I've really been talking about this over the last year or so because, you know, not only can work life get crazy, but just like, the world is getting crazy, and if you get caught up in the news, you can't, you know, you're watching the news every day, and you know all this, you know, politicians and the media pitting, you know, us against each other, and all this strife happening in the world, and then you know, and then work is crazy because of the pandemic, and it's just if you can go on vacation. And like, you know, we try to go to Disney World at least once a year and take the kids down to the lake, you know, on weekends whenever we can and things like that. But even if you're just at home, you know, for a couple days on a Saturday and a Sunday, it's just it feels so good. It's just good for the soul. It's good for your well-being to just unplug and get away from it. You don't have to be on vacation. It's great if you can be. But, you know, if you do, like, I bet you, my guess is, like, you just felt great to just turn all of that off and then just enjoy your family and enjoy being on the water and just enjoy life a little bit. And it's just charges the batteries, doesn't it?
Oh, it absolutely does. I mean, when your biggest problem is trying to reach down and pick this pole up because there's a fish on it, I mean, it don't get much better than that.
You know, but
I mean, there's
Jesse,
a pole
when you
next
come
to
back,
you and there's a fishing pole in front of you. It's easy.
Yes,
life is tough, but you know, isn't it like drinking from a fire hose though when you get back? Because not only is it business you got to tend to, now you're seeing the headlines and you know hearing what the president said and whatever. It's just crazy. And I want to segue into this. The religious leaders from across the state gathered this week to speak out against a bill allowing guns in churches and other places of worship. And yes, it is a Republican-led House, but they passed the bill by, check this out, 109-36. That is huge. And I was asked the question just yesterday, how do I feel about, you know, guns in church? And I gave my answer. I'd love to hear your perspective.
Well, and we've been able to, so that bill's got another part on it. The big part of that bill, too, is that you can have a gun on transit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just church, but it's also public transportation. Yep. But you've always been able to actually have a gun in church if the whoever leads the congregation, however they word that, you know, priest, minister, or whatever, if they're okay with it, it was okay. Now, this bill is, they don't even have to be okay with it. It's you can have it on those premises if you're a CCW holder though too.
Right.
So it's just not constitutional carry set up. It's going to be for CCW only. I have always 100% been definitely, you know, if you're going to carry a gun, take the courses, be safe and carry a firearm. You know, you're not trying to instigate, you're not going out in the world trying to instigate a problem. You're not looking for a problem. You're just wanting to be able to defend yourself if necessary. And, you know, and obviously, and we've seen it before. I mean, some people will come to where your place of worship is and try to, you know, they think it's a gun free zone and think it's a soft target. Well, they may think twice if the congregation's carrying.
Here's exactly. And I think that goes for, I think that's a big part of the transit thing, you know, that, you know, the supporters of the bill want people to know, because we've seen a lot of crime on places like Metrolink. And, you know, if the criminal, but that's because the criminals know that, you know, law abiding people aren't going to have a firearm on Metrolink. And now that could be different. Where I come down on it, and I'd like to get both of your opinions on this, is that, I think that you should be able to carry your gun in church if that's, but I'm like what you said at the beginning there, Jesse, like if it's okay with the church.
Their venue, he teaches them and goes over all that. In the beginning, I thought, man, I don't know who would really be into that. Now I know that he's booked for, you know, the foreseeable future. You know, that there's, you know, that it became like with that Texas shooting and that, it became a lot more prevalent just with how different things in the world are out there today and how the need for personal protection is out there, you know, for yourself and your loved ones. And I think that service that he offers is great. You know, so like you said, being able to carry a gun, very important, but being able to use that gun and be in a group of people, have a scenario where there's a group of people in there, it's just not one-on-one, to be able to, you know, securely handle a threat in that environment that he's, you know, he kind of sets it up for him and runs some scenarios like, hey, if this happens or if that happens, you know, this would be the proper way to address that. So, you know, you're just not thrown into that situation untrained or unprepared, which it's kind of neat service, though.
Jess, the president gave his first joint address of Congress speech with State of the Union. Mm-hmm. If it was any other year, if it wasn't his first year, we'd be calling it the State of the Union. In that speech, he didn't roll out any new gun reform ideas, but he did double down on some of the existing gun reform plans that he has talked about, him and the Democrats have talked about in the past. Do you have any updates on any of that officially? You know, they've talked about banning high capacity magazines. They've talked about banning the stabilizing brace. They've talked about reforming the background check process. Mm-hmm. ghost guns. That's a different kind of story. But just have you on your end, like, have you heard anything about the advancement of any of these bills?
No. So as of right now, there's no changes. His executive orders, if you will, was a directive at the DOJ to make rulings, giving them, I think, a 30 to 60 day window to make rulings on pistol braces, on ghost guns, all the high capacity magazines, all those points, you know, they're supposed to be making rulings on them, which we're about 30 days into that executive order right now. So within the next 30 days, I expect to see something come out of that. And then we'll know. I have people every day asking me, what do I do with my pistol brace gun? I'm like, our standpoint from a shop is nothing. We can't tell you how to go about, you know, how to play the game, how to do what they want you to do. And we don't have it written down what there is to do. So we're definitely in a holding pattern. Something's coming. Absolutely. I mean, they didn't bang the gong this loud and run on a platform to not do anything. Right. So the way that it was done, if he would have just executed order and say he couldn't have it, it would never have worked. He'd be tied up in court legally. So when the DOJ now makes a ruling on it and then they put that out there, that's kind of the new norm. That's how it's going to be. And then we'll have to address what that is. And I fully expect if it's far reaching and really impeding on your Second Amendment rights, that there will be lawsuits. There's different things that could come into play, but we don't know what that is, and we don't know how it's going to play out until, you know, it's basically in this chess match, it's their move. And then once we see their move, then we'll formulate the next move for us.
Jesse, you make such a great point that I think it's really important for people to understand when you say that they wouldn't bang the gong this loud if they weren't going to take action. A lot of people, when President Biden was elected, a lot of people thought, you know, they took solace in that, you know, they had thrown all these things out during the campaign, you know, making Washington, D.C. a state, ending the filibuster, packing the Supreme Court, you know, all these ideas about the Second Amendment. And a lot of people, I think, thought to themselves, they can't do all that. They can't get to all that. They can't, you know, that's all talk and they're just trying to win an election, but they can't really get away with all of those things. If we've seen anything out of the Democrats and out of the president that are running Washington, D.C. right now, is that they are dead set and they are moving at lightning speed. I have been impressed, honestly, at how that they have gone about going after all of these situations. They've already got ending the filibuster on, you know, they've already got legislation in motion. They've already got the D.C. legislation in motion. They've already got legislation in motion in the gun reform areas. So if you're sitting back thinking that, you know, oh, they only have a slight majority, they can't get all this done, they can't really get, you know, they can't really pass these bills and these laws, Don't do that. You gotta keep an eye on what they're doing and do what you can to support people like, you know, Razorback Armory and organizations like our friends at the Missouri Firearms Coalition, you know, that are doing everything that they can. And you know, a lot of the representatives here in the state of Missouri that are working on passing the SAPA bill and things like that, the Second Amendment Preservation Act. Those are the kinds of things that we need to be active on and supporting. Because that was a great line. They wouldn't be banging the gong so loud if they weren't intending to act. So don't think that they don't sit back and think, oh, they can't actually pull all that off. You'd be surprised at what they're able to pull off. So
yeah, unfortunately, there's a lot of people who think that they're like, oh, they can't get all this done. I'm like, if history's told you anything in the last 100 days, yes, they can, and they're going to. So we need to do those things you're saying. You know, we need to stay on top of, you know, anything that's an infringement on the Second Amendment, you know, and at the local level, it's your state rep, you know, it's your congressman, you know, and, you know, just make sure we're in their ear, you know, and keeping the right groups and people here in Missouri saying, hey, you know, don't infringe on my Second Amendment right.
Yeah.
Don't take freedoms that are guaranteed to me by the Constitution, which you don't agree with apparently now, and you think it's not, you know, shall not be infringed doesn't mean shall not be infringed. You know, that stuff really needs to take hold right now, because, you know, giving up a freedom is easy. Getting it back is almost impossible.
Exactly. Well said.
Absolutely.
Well said. And if you want to...
Everybody should remember that.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you want to get involved with an organization and an event that is supporting local police officers, before we wrap this up, Bo, I know that Jesse and Razorback are playing a big role at your poker bash.
They really are. Jesse, tell us the home defense shotgun that you have donated from your company to our poker bash. We are going to do something with it out on the event. I guess it's either a raffle. I think it's a raffle we're going to do with it. Tell us about that shotgun real quick.
Yeah, so it's a Churchill 18-inch tactical pump shotgun. So for you guys, you know, hopefully you guys, you know, do some raffle, get some money for your event for law enforcement. Hopefully that goes really well and people get, you know, make generous donations on that. But we're definitely happy
they
to
will.
Donate that in there. The event sounds great. We're more than happy to support it. We definitely like doing things with local law enforcement and different groups, you know, that they're there for the community, to help the community and further, you know, Second Amendment things, but also, you know, staying positive around, you know, police and law enforcement, which is this day and age sometimes doesn't get the light shined on them in the right way. It's usually only when it's bad.
You know. Ain't that the truth? Yeah, these proceeds will go to the Eureka Police Officer Support Fund. Please spread the word. Anybody that plays Texas Hold'em, I hold just a big old kind of fun house game, great food, but it's Texas Hold'em May 16th. Go to Bo Matthews on Facebook, and I've got the sign-up. And if you sign up online ahead of time, $50 in advance, $60 the day at the door. But your beer, your soda, your lunch is all included. A lot of great snacks, a lot of great desserts. And Razorback has stepped up so much, even to the point of just before recording today. So thank you, Jesse, and to your crew as well for helping us out. We appreciate it. So that's the big plug. But we need players. That's the big thing. We need players, and there's a lot of money to win.
What's that website again, Bo?
Just go to Bo Matthews on Facebook, and I've got the sign-up form there.
Perfect, perfect. Yeah, yep. Jess, thanks so much for everything you're doing with Bo's event, supporting the Eureka Police Department. Thanks for everything that you guys do at Razorback Armory for this show. And if people want to come out and visit Razorback Armory, how do they find you?
So we're 12072 Manchester Road in De Pere, half mile east of 270, right next to the tennis shop. Make sure you tell them Bo sent you. We got a little thing next to Castor's. We got to pull a check on there. And then, so basically social media is Facebook, Instagram, and then our website, RazorbackArmory.com. The new website is up. We are still kind of building on it for e-commerce, but easiest way to get directions here, ask us a question, see some different product information. Just a really good informative thing for us to make, basically be in contact with everybody who wants to see us.
You know, I was just thinking that you should. Why do you got your glasses on there, big dog?
Because I look at stuff.
You'll get there.
I got to read.
If I want to see it.
I was just thinking, you know, when you said tell them Bo sent you and you put a little check mark. I was thinking my initial thought was there should be a bell that anytime somebody says, Bo sent me, you hit the bell. But then I thought, if anybody listened to the radio show this week, we were talking about Bo at the beginning. He's wearing his sleeveless, right now, he's wearing his sleeveless button-up collared shirt. It's a collared button-up shirt with no sleeves.
Jess.
He's
it's the gun show.
He's Bo Matthews is authentic. He is the Bo Matthews character is not a lie.
And now he's got glasses on.
So
it's kind of business and casual.
Exactly.
Like
so
you're
I was
dang right. I'm ready for anything.
So I was thinking in my brain as I said, "Oh, they should have a bell there that it actually should be like the cow sound effect. Like anytime somebody says, yeah, Bo sent me, there's a little button that you guys have there to register and it goes
what is it? Dude, I don't get you sometimes.
I love it.
Hold on a second. I don't have that one, but I do have a bra button.
Yes.
I do have the no button.
I love it. I love it.
Hey, we're on the after show, so I can use this one.
Warning, bullshit alert.
That's great.
That's awesome. Yeah. You need to have a Bo button there in some regards. That's great stuff. Jesse from Razorback Armory, thanks for your time, my friend. Thanks for everything you do as a sponsor of our show. And we'll talk to you again real soon.
All right, guys. Thank you. I appreciate it. We'll see you.
See you, Jess. Be good, man.
All right. That is going to do it for this week's podcast exclusive. Thanks so much for downloading the show and supporting everything we do here. For producer Carl Middleman and my partner, Bo Matthews, I'm Tony Colombo. Once again, thank you for listening to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
See you, boys.
Ta-da. That's great. Oh my God.